Well, once again, everybody, we are back. It is the beginning of hour two. A little overtime, but we don't really care. We can do it because why? We own the whole fucking network. Nobody's going to tell us what
to
do.
Tell the affiliates, yeah.
Yeah, let everybody else know. It's all right. My gosh. But I am appreciating Meow Cal is apparently going to be in charge of letting everybody from Tonga know that there's going to be a wedding coming to their island at some point. Apparently, I'm involved. There's not been a restraining order to my knowledge thus far, so...
It's not official till they sign it.
Right. Well, oh, that's good.
I mean, I've been told.
You've been served,
right,
sir.
Yeah.
Yes. Heaven's sakes alive. Anyway, Kat Carlson's supposed to be here at some point in the show, but we don't know when. And if not, well, it'll just be a show without Kat Carlson. But in the meantime, Marnie's here, Al's here, I'm here. And you are listening and enjoying maybe portions of the show. We're not sure. But this is Headlines. It goes like this.
Can we tell them the best part?
Which part?
The part where Marnie goes, are we back on yet? I'm like, it doesn't really matter. There's no one in that room.
There's music still playing.
Yeah. No, but there's no one in here.
Right.
She's asking the two of us that are outside the room if we're back on yet.
Good, Marn.
Not if you can see all of us.
That's a valid point. If you could see the entire cast, no.
We're not on yet.
No matter what music is playing or not, we are not back.
Are we back from break?
Are we? No.
Well, we're still in the break room.
I still feel like maybe the break music needs to be a trifle longer because it does catch me off guard. I may have to find a secondary ditty for
it. That was good. We made it.
Well, police say a facial clue led to the arrest of a Pennsylvania man charged with stealing a pot of meatballs. That clue, red sauce smeared on his face and clothes, was apparently easy to find. Authorities in Luzerne County have charged 48-year-old Liam Porter with burglary, criminal trespass, and theft by unlawful taking for allegedly swiping a pot of meatballs from a man's...
Is there a different
way to thieve? No, I don't think there's a lawful way.
Yeah.
He allegedly swiped a pot of meatballs from a man's garage on Monday. Now, I couldn't find a picture to really go along with the story, but I decided that this picture would suffice.
That seems like a scene of the crime
incident. It is not the man who stole. This is not the alleged...
This is a dramatic reenactment.
Right. This is
children's theater at its finest.
Exactly. Police say the victim reported his meatballs missing and told officers around 2:30 p.m. on Monday that he saw Mr. Potter standing in front of his house with red sauce on his face and clothes, and the pot the meatballs were in was found on the street. I think that's three things that put it together for him. I'm kind of impressed by that. It's unclear if Mr. Potter washed the sauce off before he was arrested a short time later. The ball snatcher's attorney did not immediately respond to a voicemail seeking comment. However, we do know based on that he does at least have legal representation.
Criminal mischief.
Ball snatcher.
Ball snatcher.
How many people just cook in their garage? Like, you're warming up meatballs in a pot in the garage. I don't understand all that.
Maybe they were having a party.
I don't know. Maybe. I need to get more information on that. I feel.
You know, back home, there were a lot of parties in garages.
Oh, were there?
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe.
A lot of bands seem to start.
I'm just saying, though, if you're going to steal something, steal a meatball.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I do appreciate that.
I mean.
Yeah.
I have been lured into evil deeds by meatballs. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's
really?
Fair. That's okay. Very
they're
fair.
They're delicious.
Oh, look. What
they can be delicious. They're not always delicious. But when done correctly, Mama's a fan.
Now I don't know where that fucking story is.
Which one?
But the one that I sent you.
Oh, well, I hope you find it.
Yeah, no, me too.
Because I've got things to... We've got things.
If you know, let's...
What do you want to do?
Go ahead and we'll set this up.
I'm apprehensive about showing the video.
Because
of copyright infringement.
Oh.
So I think maybe you should just maybe explain what we're going to see. And we'll watch the video and you can comment over it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yes. So
she's been dreaming of being a color commentator.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe I'll start yelling like that.
Yeah, that's well done.
And then, so the... You don't expect these things when you're sitting in the newsroom.
Live TV.
Live TV.
It's like right here. Anything can happen.
Well, and sometimes
has.
It does.
It
has. But you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing maybe you're not anticipating is feeling like you're at Home Depot or Costco, you know, with birds just flying around.
Right.
You know, because have you ever been Home Depot, Costco?
Yeah, like I can't afford to save that much money.
Lord of mercy. So
I actually don't think you've ever been to a Home Depot in your life.
Oh, remember that one? I was there that one time.
Four.
And I asked for a docent. I don't know.
Why is there a guide that can get me through this warehouse?
Where's the tour guide? Who's in charge?
Doesn't even sound like something.
Who's going to talk me through the exhibits?
Sounds horrible.
Who's going to talk me through the exhibits?
That's funny.
I'm at some kind of lesbian heritage museum. I want to know the information.
Who chose orange?
A lesbian.
Why?
There's that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, me neither.
So. Anywho, this is a San Diego morning show.
San Diego morning show, and they were going to be having a bird.
Yeah.
They were introducing a bird.
They have a zoo there, you know, the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah. Correct. I told you I can't find the article. I know it was the morning, and the gentleman's name was Eric, who was the co-anchor. So Eric and this lady.
This lovely lady.
This lovely gal are...
Well, watch this video. I'm just going to roll the video. This is a morning show, KFMB, out of San Diego. Their morning show. We're not going to hear any audio, but here they are. Watch the video. See what happens here to her. She's on camera, boom!
Look at that.
She gets a bird.
Oh, my goodness.
Lands right on her head in the studio.
Nobody expected it. That was its entrance, by the way.
The grand entrance, and it scares the hell out of that guy.
Because we went to the birds, as it were.
So, yeah.
That's an ugly fucking bird,
too. It really is.
Beautiful bird. Why
the anchors were talking, where you saw that, the anchors were talking about the upcoming zoo segment when the bird just landed.
Lands right on her head.
On the
and look at that fucker mansplaining how to act when a bird's on your head, and then he gets it.
By the way, she's fucking impressive.
She just sits, right.
She played it cool, but confronted the bird after the commercial, apparently.
Yeah.
You don't mess up another girl's hair. Good thing I have a lot of hairspray. Her name is Michelle Medina.
I was just going to say, that bird sees him being a dick in attack.
He's just a big sissy.
Uh-huh.
I like this still shot. That's a good shot.
That's fantastic. She said, as a working mom, it was nice to have a little scalp massage. So, well done. But
silver lining that shit.
Thank you. I just thought that was fantastic. Because out of nowhere, and she really did. I thought I would not handle that well.
Oh, no.
No.
Ah! Would have been my response.
Well, actually, based on what we were seeing earlier.
Like, just freeze on that for a second.
Oh, that's just a solid.
This is my life.
So,
I went to journalism school to have a flamingo shit on my head.
For viewers who may have been with us a little earlier, do not confuse this lovely look with this look.
Oh, right.
Because
it's a whole show about head adornments.
Yes, there's that.
Whether voluntary or involuntary.
There was a flamingo in one and a flamingo in the other.
It's not a flamingo. It's a...
The more you know.
It's not a flamingo. I forget. It's a cupper. There's a different name for the bird. It's like a cupper. I read the story.
It's fucking prehistoric. It's just one more thing to do now.
It's a pink crane.
It's not either.
It's prehistoric.
Making this shit
from Jurassic fucking Park. What are we talking about?
Marnie, you have a... that was your story.
That was my story. I like the bird.
Speaking of ugly shit, Jared Kushner, who has worn dueling hats for more than a year as President Donald Trump's senior advisor, unqualified, and son-in-law, barely qualified, has been stripped of his access to the nation's top secrets, officials said Tuesday, after his security clearance was downgraded to who the fuck are you and why are you here?
Yes.
Can you just imagine if the person in charge of Middle East peace was...
downgraded.
Chelsea Clinton's husband. Like, come on, people.
Right.
But, I mean, you can't explain hypocrisy to Republicans because they don't understand it anymore. Along with other White House officials who've been operating on interim clearances, had their access altered last week after Chief of Staff John Kelly stipulated new changes to the security clearance system. No, these aren't new changes. This is just shit you made up this year.
Yeah.
Everybody had to have a security clearance.
It's always been that way. None of this is
now. What is there?
Five
countries now are saying that they specifically asked for Kushner because they know how to get to him,
and they know that he's susceptible to blackmail.
Mm-hmm. So aides who previously operated on top secret, sensitive, compartmented information interim clearances saw their access changed to secret, a classification for less sensitive material, like who's stealing Barb's sandwich. That's the secret they can keep now. You know what I mean?
fucking Barb.
Somebody took Barb's sandwich out of the refrigerator. Do you know who it is? We can tell Jared.
Who's eating my yogurt?
He's on secret level now.
There was a post made that I think it may have been from The Onion that the headline was, Jared now forced to read over Ivanka's shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. Terrifying.
The lesser secret clearance allows access to far fewer government secrets. It would prevent Kushner from accessing the presidential daily brief. But are you ready for this one? How did we not know this before? That the president can show whoever
anything
they would
he
like.
Wants. Right.
What?
But most of them are smart enough to realize.
Right. You know, turns out
he can override every bit of it.
Yeah, he can show to everyone if he wants to call up like the garbage man and be like, "Hey, want to read something?"
Yeah.
Which I guess we kind of knew from House of Cards. Like
the fact that it comes from a TV. Come on.
Right, but I guess they kind of hinted at that at House of Cards.
But that's 100% true. He could override it. Now, they're saying this afternoon, once the word came out that he was been downgraded, they were like, wait a minute, don't you find it odd that because as compromisable as Jared is and all this, but he's not defending. The dumpster fire hasn't come out and been like, oh, we're just going to give him a pass. Hasn't given him a pass, hasn't defended him or done any of that. Almost like... he's ready for Jared to take a bullet for him. Like, I'm not going to defend him because he's going to go down too because he knows how. So,
hopefully, they're all learning that there's only one person in that, like, Trumpocentric world. Yeah. Like, there's only one thing that's spinning around and possibly the daughter he wants to fuck, but everybody else is expendable. I mean, these are his words, not mine. Right. He's mentioned it more times than anyone.
If it wasn't my daughter, I'd date her.
And how fuckable she is. So dozens of White House officials have operated on these interim clearances since Trump took office more than a year ago. Kelly had grown frustrated with just having this job and the high number of aides without permanent access and has worked to shrink the number of temporary clearances. There should be none. Mm. In February 16th memos, Kelly stated that the White House officials who have been operating on this interim clearance since last July would have their clearances discontinued. That included Kushner. And if I'm not mistaken, Ivanka hasn't passed
yet
either.
She hasn't either.
But she also didn't go from someone no one has heard of and who only sells apartments on Fifth Avenue to brokering peace between Israel and Palestine.
Right.
Like, just because you're Jewish doesn't mean you get to get, you know what I mean?
Go to the Wailing Wall.
Yeah, I don't get to be the mayor. Well,
and one of the countries that
San
apparently
Francisco
had...
because I'm gay.
One of the countries that had goods on him that they were saying earlier was Israel. And oddly, remember, the dumpster fire said that Jared's the one who can make this work.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sure he can.
Dozens, hundreds have failed.
Right.
But this
Jew is going to make it work.
Yeah. The problem is that she can still be, it's not even just reading over his shoulder. I mean,
she'll just hand it to him.
Right. It's not as though she's not going to share it with him and still be privy to everything. And then he can go off.
But it also negates his viability for any of these 37 jobs that he was tasked with, because apparently he's going to do everything. So it really is like, well, if you don't have the clearances, you can't do these jobs. There's no point in you even being in this White House at all. So exit stage left, even.
Sure.
I mean, come on, get the hell out.
Right.
Go back to your oddly numbered 666 building where you're trying to get funding. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember what the number is. I know it's in the billion. I want to say three, but I probably am wrong on that.
Okay.
They have something in the billions payment due. I believe it's March 1st. And it doesn't look like they're going to be able to make that payment.
Maybe Russia's not going to come through with that last payment.
Wow.
I don't know who exactly he owes it to, but my gosh.
That Deutsche Bank.
Oh, there's Deutsche Bank. I mean, there's Alpha Bank. There, several of them are all wrapped up
into
this.
I know, but Deutsche Bank's here.
No, but I mean, that's been like the kind of main hub.
I've just never heard of Alpha Bank, but Deutsche Bank, like...
I've never heard of the Alpha Bank.
Alpha Bank is one of the other big
ones. Right, but it's not in America. Like, Deutsche Bank is
here. No, Deutsche Bank's in Russia.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're connected
to that.
But
they have branches here.
They have branches here.
I know people that work for
them. In New York, right?
Yeah, I know people who work for that company.
Yep.
I know, are you Russian? Was it murder?
So we don't know.
That's Jared.
Yeah.
Got it at Jared.
Just Jared.
Yeah, I'll be, again, when we're all done and I go in and watch Rachel, I'll find out more because, especially this past week, Mueller's been fucking busy. Like, now he's got Gates. Like, he's got Gates bent over a barrel now.
Right.
Just let's go. Because now he dropped all the other charges, made the two charges, and now more are, they rewrote all the charges originally for Manafort that were both of them. Now that's all singular against Manafort. We're getting ready to rumble.
All right, so I got to do Obsession Part 2, what I was really supposed to talk about.
Oh. Is that this time it's personal? What I was really supposed to talk about.
Okay, and it's on this topic because, this time it...
While many have failed, the hope of all humanity is in the hands of a very generic, non-speaking, slightly better than Eric husband guy.
Yeah, slightly.
Thank you, Meowcow.
Slightly better than Eric.
That's or fantastic Tiffany. And so, well read.
In the wake of all of these allegations and commercials for impeachment, which run on MSNBC like fucking wildfire, there is a podcast called Slow Burn.
Yes.
8 episodes, 30 minutes long, about the Watergate scandal, told from different people's point of view as to how they fit into the story or come out of the story. And I listened to it all in a day. Day and a half, 2 days. But it's done. And it 8 episodes, it is absolutely terrific. But it gives you a sense of what they're doing with getting people to plead guilty, who's going to like be the one that's like, oh, I'm not going down with this ship. I will tell you anything you want to know. And his name was Dean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John Dean. John Dean was the one that turned on everybody.
Deep Throat guy.
No. That's a whole different person. John Deep Throat did undercover and talked to people. He was a source.
Mm-hmm.
John Dean was a witness. He went right on in and said, this is what's going on. And one of the impressive things was, I can't remember who was the head of the, but Fred Thompson, actor, slash politician,
was part
slash
of it,
actor.
Right.
Still dead.
He was the Republican prosecutor.
Right.
And ended up doing his job. But whoever the head was that was reading it was like, why are these in quotes? Like, why are there quotation marks around these sentences? Like, it wasn't, they're comparing it to Comey, saying he took contemporaneous notes.
Okay.
Memorandized everything, my favorite new word. So he was like, how can this possibly be in quotes?
And his name, say it again,
John Dean.
I believe it's John Dean.
Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So they go about their story, and then they interview someone, and they were worried that they weren't getting all the information from a Republican-led investigative committee, so they sent someone else in there. I think his name was Blumenthal, was the other guy's. No, Blumenthal's, Sidney Blumenthal is in the story somewhere else. His name was like Blumpole or some shit. Anyways, he was the one that told them that everything in the White House was being recorded, and they were like, oh, so that's why it's in quotation marks, because you heard this said out loud.
Okay.
He's like, because there's a recording.
Because I heard
quoting
it.
A recording.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And so the whole thing of like how they got the tapes after the Pentagon, from the Pentagon Papers to getting Nixon's tapes, which brings me to something newsworthy that's going to come up next. So that's my obsession, and it's going to play off in the next. It's going to pay off for the next story. John Dean warns Gates. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He's still around.
Which I saw part of this. There was and I think I still have it recorded. There was a thing a few weeks ago, actually now it's probably been 2 months, 3 months ago, on CNN. It was called The Most Dangerous Man in America. And it was all about the guy, I forgot his name, who actually fought and got the Watergate, all the papers out and got them to the media. He got them to the Post.
The Pentagon Papers.
Or Pentagon Papers, I'm sorry. Yeah. It was his story about that, and Dean was obviously talked about in that, because clearly that, you know, that's where all this got leaked to the Post, and then Post starts asking questions and looking around, and you know, it all gets exploited. But it's very interesting to whole story.
All the fights of how they got everything, that Nixon was so crazy paranoid. And so you're hoping that our president now is too, because remember he said he had Comey.
He goes, I hope there are tapes.
He's like, I can prove what happened between Comey and I. And Comey was like, I hope there's tapes.
Yeah.
Play it.
Yeah. Play it. Right.
And so it was the instant thing of like going back to the Watergate days of like, oh my God, is this dumbass recording everything in the White House? And like, there's a legal precedent that you have to release that. Like, it's been established by the Supreme Court that's already said it's public knowledge. Mm-hmm. So anyways.
No, it's been very interesting.
So that's going to pay off, trust me.
Oh, probably so.
No, with me. I'm going to pay it off and then my next story.
Oh, okay.
But I had to give you a little bit of background.
A little take.
Got it.
Nice. I love it.
Interesting. I just teased you in the wrong part.
Thank you. Well,
tickled your foot, not your taint.
God.
Is that so wrong?
Yes.
We back to crying with a heart.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I don't want to be right. That's for sure.
Well, it's not love in an elevator. However, it was peeing in an elevator.
Oh.
China is using surveillance video of a child taking a leak in an elevator to remind parents that they should take better control over their children. This past Sunday, the Ministry of Public Security posted footage of a young boy peeing on the control buttons in an elevator in southwest Chongqing. The security camera surveillance footage showed a young boy urinating onto the button panel, while alone in an elevator last Friday. After he relieves himself, the boy zips up his pants and prepares to get off at the next floor, but karma bites him in the ass. The elevator literally just breaks down. All the buttons start to blink on and off, then go solid. The panicked boy starts hitting multiple buttons, which are still covered in his own piss, before the light on the control panel completely goes out, and then all the lights in the elevator go out, and the elevator stops. He short-circuits the entire fucking elevator. And by the way, I have a picture. Here's a picture of the security camera footage of him in the elevator pissing on the control panel.
Oh, attaboy.
So according to local media, the boy was not hurt in the incident. I was hoping to God, because I know how this... Like, back home...
Little shock to the badoobies would be good for
you. Here's something you learn back home in the Midwest. You know what electric fence is around cattle? You know, give you a little shock to keep the cattle just inside the pasture, right? It's just a single wire. Do not pee on the electric fence. You learn that early in life. But according to local media, the boy was not hurt in the incident after he was rescued from the elevator after it short-circuited. The same video, also posted by Beijing News, has now hit over 12 million views and about 20,000 comments. Now, several users said the child got what he deserved and suggested that the parents should pay for the elevator repairs. I think, personally, the boy should pay for the parents can pay for the elevator repairs to get it done, but I think the boy should be saddled with the elevator repairs to learn his lesson. Sure. One of the comments said, "I am satisfied with the outcome. His parents should pay for the repairs." One user wrote in a comment that had more than 11,000 likes. Others, however, expressed their concerns for the young boy and criticized their parents for failing to discipline him. One quote said, "The child needs to be taught a lesson. The father, too." Well, I don't know why the mother, not just the father. Look at their parents' response. "His family is disgusting," one user wrote. Another added, "Behind a naughty child, there are definitely naughty parents." Now, according to the Beijing News, the boy's father denied the validity of the video and said that his son could not yet urinate at that height.
Oh, God.
So the son doesn't believe it.
He went with science.
And the son does not admit it, according to what the local newspaper has said. So, again, I think that the boy should be somehow saddled with... There's got to be some sort of a... repercussion for this kid. Mm-hmm. Community service. Maybe you have to spend the rest of your summer cleaning all the buttons and elevators. Sure. I don't know. You got to do something.
Something.
It would make sense. By the way, if you're not watching and just listening, Kat Carlson has just arrived in the old studio right here.
Here she is.
Hello. Are you proud?
I'm always proud.
Yes. Sure.
I just wanted to make sure. Out and proud for many years.
After a pride meeting, how can you not be? My God.
For sure.
So there we go. Marnie, continue on.
Well, there was a story about...
An old man from Nantucket.
A lovely lady.
Nope. That's Katie June's story, not ours. An interesting story that I found about a transgender wrestler in high school.
Oh.
And not just in any state in the United States, but in Texas.
Oh,
so that. But it's.
It looked like a man.
Right. Texas should let trans wrestlers. The boy's name is Mac Beggs. Texas should let trans wrestlers like Mac Beggs fight other boys.
Agreed.
And. This is because the rules say...
It's all weight-based, right?
Right. So, no, it's not because of that. Trans wrestler Mac Beggs won the girls' 110-pound category, going with the weight piece, in a state wrestling tournament for the second time. He was booed, but he wasn't... it's not his fault. He wasn't allowed to wrestle the boys. He wants to do that. Do opponents of transgender rights realize that transgender men exist? That's a question. This is an opinion piece that Samantha Allen says, "I'm left wondering yet again after Texas transgender boy Mac Beggs won his second state-level wrestling tournament in a girls' category."
Beggs identifies as a boy,
right?
But is forced to wrestle girls.
And take steroids.
Well, here's a picture of Mac right there. I guess hold your arm up like that. Uh-huh. You won a round.
Yep.
So there's one picture, and then
was winning the state title.
Okay, and then here's another picture.
Yep.
Right there.
Very attractive.
Yeah, good looking kid.
And the unique predicament His being barred from competing against boys because his original birth certificate lists him as female. But being allowed to take testosterone, sorry, not steroid, but testosterone,
steroid.
Because, right,
hormone.
Because
so they're
hormone,
different.
Right,
different.
Hormone, yeah. My bad. There was something about steroids in here, so I apologize. Because it is a medically necessary part of his transition-related health care, has drawn a great deal of media attention and, predictably, outrage. It also exposes a blind spot in the culture war over transgender rights. Often, the architects of anti-transgender policies don't seem to realize or don't care that transgender people aren't just comprised of those who transition from male to female, but those who transition from female to male as well. So focused are they on the specter of men in dresses that they don't think about how their rules will affect men in pants, or in this case, wrestling unitards. Let it go, Al. Begs himself.
But haven't we talked about that specifically, that mm-hmm. until a man shows up to pee in a women's restroom, right. because that's what they've been told they have to do by their birth Correct. Certificate, that's when everybody's going to be like, wait, how did this happen?
Right.
The law you passed.
That's right.
So now your young lady flower is wrestling a boy.
Right.
In a women's competition, and people are and the girl's probably thinking, what the fuck
is happening?
How did this happen?
Yeah.
Like,
and this, the person
looks
that
like
he,
a man, wrestle with a man.
The person that he wrestled for the state championship had been, I think, something 56-0 in her matches, and then comes up against someone who is now taking testosterone.
Right.
And transitioning, and wants to wrestle in the boys'
category.
Thank you. I couldn't think of that. Rather than having to be in the girls' category, and just super frustrating, I think on all sides.
Right.
He's been caught in this awkward spot for the entirety of his wrestling career. As the Daily Beast previously reported, he won the girls' 110-pound category in a state tournament last February. Although his victory angered parents and other competitors, the University Interscholastic League, a Texas state-level high school athletics organization, failed to adjust the rules to allow Beggs to wrestle boys instead. So the 18-year-old's repeat victory in the same category came as no surprise. He won again, and finishing off his high school with a 132-9 record. And, you know, the poor guy was booed, you know, when he's winning. But those boos should be directed not at Beggs, but at the archaic rules that kept him in the girls' category against his wishes.
Right. And then, like, and Bridges saying good for him for still competing and showing the ridiculousness of those rules.
Sure.
And he's making a point. So he's got to be the guinea pig that gets right. ridiculed.
Mm-hmm. And here he is becoming,
wanting to do the right thing.
Right.
Wanting to do the right thing, but being denied it because somebody got a fucking Bible for Christmas.
Correct.
It's a terrible gift, in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
Not a good gift.
It doesn't really, it keeps on giving in the worst way.
Fuck in Texas.
It's not okay.
Even though I was put in this position,
keeping Florida's hopes alive.
Even though I didn't want to be in this position, even though I wanted to wrestle the guys, I still had to wrestle the girls. All I can hope for is that they come to their senses and realize this is stupid and we should change the policies to conform to other people in my position. Because you know more
I'm
are going to be
very,
coming along.
I'm getting very, very hopeful for our future by the responses of children to
I agree.
Archaic, right. shitty rules. Like,
oh,
I'm
absolutely.
Starting to get like really, really encouraged that
uh-huh.
they're looking up and being like, wait a minute, what?
Like, this is a thing that we do,
yeah.
but why? We have the internet.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Like, I'm going to look up from the internet and try to figure out what the fuck you're doing, Grandpa, because it don't make no kind of sense.
In 2016, as a University Interscholastic League frequently asked question noted, 95% of the University Interscholastic League member school superintendents gave the birth certificate rule their stamp of approval. So just 2 years ago, whatever.
Because they were thinking... They weren't thinking of girls.
That's right. That's exactly
Again,
right.
Again, we're at another story where, like, the woman perspective was never taken
Considered.
Into consideration.
Well, and the, Texas
That
is,
happens?
I know. Shitty.
Are you kidding?
Texas is just one of seven states that requires a birth certificate change or proof of surgery to allow K through 12 transgender athletes to compete against others others of their gender. So can you?
So all we're waiting on is a new birth certificate to show up.
Well, no, because he may not be have done.
It doesn't because
he may have not done the gender reassignment because. Right. A lot of people don't do that anymore. It's not
right. Well, there are a few people that I know, uh-huh. obviously from the entertainment world that I've been around,
sure.
that have that paperwork all done, but they've not had that part done.
Right.
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 And so they're waiting on a birth certificate that says he's a right. boy.
It's one of seven because the at birth.
No, right I understand. Now, I get that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So as soon as he shows up with the new piece of paper that says I'm a boy. Then we're done with this.
But a lot of places won't takes do down it his when pants, you have when the like,
which is humiliating.
They wait
it's
for
ridiculous.
The surgery that's no longer.
Oh,
they just don't perform that surgery as much anymore, especially female right. to male transitioning because you end up with the angry inch. You just don't yep. end up somewhere
right.
Yeah,
usable. I don't know what the phrase would be.
Well, and the thing is that as I said, otherwise it's kind of like what the proof of surgery. What are you doing?
Yeah,
take down your pants. Show me?
Well, they used to do that in the Olympics.
I mean, I get that it can be like...
Exactly.
They did that in the Olympics up until Princess Anne or Princess Margaret. I never remember which one was the one with the horses. Anne.
Why the long face?
Yeah, why the long face? She was the first person that they didn't because someone had seen her be born. She was born in the era where they had to watch them be born to prove their...
Right.
Legitimacy.
Sure.
That,
I'm really good at catchphrase today.
Yeah, there you go. So,
yeah, you're right, Jenny. Some states won't let you change the birth certificate.
No, that's true. So you're kind of fucked 100 different ways for
absolutely.
No good reason.
Absolutely. The mercifully, once at the college level, the NCAA has an inclusive policy with guidelines that were developed with input from the LGBT advocates and medical professionals. But, I mean, that doesn't do anything right now.
So
but...
what I'm hearing is that the NCAA, after centuries... did something right.
Correct. Okay. After a long, long time.
I'm as shocked as you are.
So the NCAA won.
Yep.
Humanity, like, none. Like, come on.
Yep. This birth certificate rule, though, that was approved during a year when several state legislatures were targeting transgender people based on their documentation, Beggs has been surrounded by controversy for simply opting to play his sport. And... so it's just really sad. When I saw this, I was like, whoa. What a fight that this person is going through anyway, right? The struggle that he's gone through for 17 years anyway. And then and now all of a sudden has
he's wrestling identity. He's wrestling red tape.
Very nice.
He's just it's a nonstop wrestling.
Yep.
I just learned and I didn't realize this. I thought John Dean from the Watergate. I thought he was deceased, but he is very much alive.
Yeah, and still commenting on MSNBC.
I have not seen him on MSNBC, or at least I didn't realize it was him because there's a story that I just emailed myself so I can read it later where he talks to the Washington Post that he is watching all of this very closely.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear his opinions on all this stuff, especially
she just showed me something and asked me if this was him, and it was him as an MSNBC commentator.
Oh, then I need to look some of that up because,
I feel like he shows up on Chris Matthews, but I might be lying.
Oh, okay. I have a hard time watching
Well, now that I recognize it, now that I see a picture of him, I'll recognize.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I need people to stop showing up on Chris Matthews.
Oh, that's right, Jenny. Everybody. I remember you saying that about Jenny's cousin came out as trans last summer. I remember her saying that.
And I
also Clayton. Jenny's a girl.
Yeah, and I will say not only are we
misgendering our chat room again.
Yeah, as we're laser focused on the opium epidemic.
I wrote it down. Meow Cal is a boy. I wrote it here. Started from a fucking Windows update.
Did you write down opium epidemic too?
I don't have to.
You don't, because it's what the show is mostly
genderless.
About.
Genderless.
Mostly focus. What it's about.
Yeah. It's about heroin.
But our second thing, right, I think, is how much we've all grown and changed with the trans community. Like, I feel like we entered this show.
You're right.
Knowing zero or
very,
less.
Very, yeah.
Yeah. And like,
agreed.
I
would totally agree.
I didn't know that I had personal growth in my 40s, but there it was.
Right?
You all watched it.
And quite frankly,
it was fascinating.
How far back were you growing? Because you're not in your 40s anymore.
No, but we started like
I'm happy,
but that's just by 6 years.
Yeah, I know.
As fuck on the topic. I started off doing the show knowing
sure, and different. Just different
I knew more
comments.
About vegans.
I mean, think it,
and thought less of them. Oh. But
I still don't understand.
Oh my God, if you're
vegan. I went to a vegan festival this weekend.
You could be atheist, vegan, and transgender. God, you had so many fights.
It was like hippies and cheese. Like, just everywhere.
They can't eat cheese. It's not cheese because vegans don't eat cheese.
That's why I said cheese.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Cheese.
When I found out that vegan
like a soy-based cheese product.
Like so they can eat like cheese
nothing
whiz.
Nothing has made me say fuck you faster than soy-based cheese product.
However,
processed
American cheese food will get me over to your house at any time. I don't know why that's different.
I actually got... I bought a little cheese and crackers today because, you know, I was there. And one of the things said cheese-based food. And I'm like... I don't think it's that goddamn hard to make cheese. Like, I put that down and I'm
ask the Velveeta people. Listen, that's a cheese-based food.
Is this I don't
a
eat
cheese-based
that,
cheese-based food?
Oh, I love
you. You could update your bio on Facebook. You could actually be a cheese-based person.
Oh, I could. That is a legitimate thing.
What is that?
Oh, goldfish.
Yeah.
Now, well, they're the flavor-blasted kind.
Now, you
those.
Know that that is a cheese-based
product. No, it's
product.
Not. What are the ingredients on that? What are the first
three?
Made
with cheese dust.
Red dye number 7.
Sure.
Made with smiles.
Fuck you.
I'm not joking.
Yep.
I am not fucking joking.
Keep reading.
The list of ingredients. The first
made with smiles and enriched wheat flour.
See, cheese is not the first ingredient.
Cheddar cheese is the second one.
That's a cracker.
Wait, is it legitimately?
It's a cracker.
Okay.
Cheddar cheese.
All right,
is the second one.
There's no like,
and then canola and or sunflower oil.
And or when will you be sure?
Well, we use both a little bit.
I feel like when you're using and or in the ingredients, no, I'm gonna need to know which one you used.
Also.
Like titling
can
a car.
Can you tell the difference, though? But can you tell the difference?
Oh, no.
Have
I
do enjoy
delicious.
I do enjoy a goldfish.
They're delicious. But there's a reason these make children happy.
I'm really surprised that it actually says cheddar cheese. And it's not like cheddar cheese powder or flavoring or elusive, you know, something.
Elusive. We just couldn't get our
made
finger
with
on it.
Smiles, though.
Okay, I didn't know till my nieces were born that you, like, bribe children with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would like rip goldfish out of children's hands because they're fucking delicious.
So the reason that I have to have those, and I was like, oh my God, I had to buy them, is because with the social work that I'm doing, we're working.
You lure people in with goldfish?
We sure do. Mm-hmm. We're working right now with an early childhood habilitation program. And in every one of our meetings, every Tuesday, they're talking about goldfish. They're like, well, we give, like, you know, something does this, and they use food
like
as
a reward right.
base. And so they're like, so then we give them a goldfish. And I'm like, okay, that sounds really good. They keep saying it. I'm like, I have to have them.
So funny it's enough, stupid. When I first started living with Sharon and the boys, Ronan's world was still very small. Like, he was still, like, in his own little world, and it was like, him and whatever was important to him and mom, and that was it. Like, didn't acknowledge anybody else, didn't acknowledge anything else. And goldfish are, like, how we made a connection.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because I had goldfish, and he wanted some. So.
Uh-huh. And it worked.
No, they're mine. And now we're the best of friends.
Or you have to talk to me.
Inseparable.
Sure.
Yeah.
You want a goldfish, you have to talk to me.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is it still a bonding moment, or is it still a thing of bond between you two?
Goldfish? No. I mean, we've moved on. It's all foods now.
All foods.
That's good.
No. We're like,
man cannot live on goldfish alone.
Literally the best of friends at all times. From the moment we enter each other's company till the moment we part. Yeah.
Sidekick. Yeah.
You're like a puppy to him.
I'm exactly like his puppy. It's true.
That's fun, though.
It's true. Yeah. And the garbage
there
trucks.
There are worse
and
things.
Oh, my God. And the garbage trucks and the trash and all the... We were printing shirts today. We were screen printing together today.
Oh, my God. Now he's a worker. I like it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm starting to
have a little
Kathy Lee
sweatshop.
I like it.
You're going to love this. It's like garbage trucks mixed with goldfish.
Mixed with pink fumes.
And for every T-shirt you make...
Here's a goldfish.
Wow. No, we're making a t-shirt with a dog on it. He's excited.
You were going to Kathy Lee Gifford your way through this screen printing?
Like
yeah.
Don't think I'm not.
I like it.
Two children with capable hands. You're going to make me a lot of money.
Work, kids, work. That's awesome.
I hope you're not expecting me to bring a headline because I didn't.
Oh, no. We didn't. We actually had designed ourselves to not even showing up at all. Because I was really surprised you were this late.
I know, it was awfully late. I'm so sorry.
No, that's understandable.
Many things to talk about.
I hope that means our pride is going to be exceptional this year. or it's all going to shit. Either way, we got a 50-50 on this.
Could go either way. I'm only in charge of my tiny little kingdom. Could, it looks like it's going to be beautiful.
Could just be a pleasant time for everyone in April in Harrison.
Tiny kingdom.
Gilda Radner. Remember she used to do that?
Well, speaking of being king of the tiny kingdom, only one living U.S. president will be attending the Reverend Billy Graham's funeral this week.
No.
While the Associated Press reported... while the Associated Press reported the dumpster fire will be in attendance Friday at the Charlotte service, his predecessors will not.
Ew.
A spokesperson confirmed with the Citizen Times that former President Barack Obama is unable to attend the funeral because
And former presidents,
George W. Bush, who claims that Billy Graham got him sober. We have Billy Graham to thank for that fucking nightmare. George W. and Bill Clinton traveled to Charlotte this week ahead of service to pay their respects. While Graham's body lied in repose. I love that expression.
At the state capitol.
H.W. Bush told the Citizen Times that he and his wife Barbara are unable to travel to Charlotte because they're almost dead. And a former representative for former President Jimmy Carter said that he cannot attend.
Because he's busy building houses.
Vice President Mike Pence is expected 100. To attend the funeral. So Graham died in his sleep, just the evil fucker that he was his entire life. And one of the fun things that came up is they kept not mentioning all the horrible things this little cocksucker has said out loud over the course of his life. Just an asswipe.
Tell us how you feel.
Well, he was, America's minister or whatever.
That's right, Bridget.
So after listening to, because you forget, so let's backtrack just slightly.
Yeah.
You forget sometimes. Because Nixon was kind of rehabilitated as an elder statesman who did some good in China, built some bridges with Russia, ended up as an elder statesman. I can't remember where he went after his presidency that he helped kind of like rebuild some peace talks and kind of rehabilitated himself. You forget he was a racist fucking monster.
Oh, yeah.
And that even though they all knew that he was paranoid and out of his goddamn mind before that 72 election, Billy Graham stood up and said that he thanked God every day that God had watched over our country and let
Richard Nixon
win in 72. Like a complete, total fucking criminal, paranoid schizophrenic, and just batshit crazy man. And as you listen to the Watergate tapes...
He's caught on tape.
As you listen to all the White House tapes through Watergate, Billy Graham is caught on tape being an anti-Semite of the worst possible kind and blaming so many things on Jewish people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pornography... just all their, he was just horrible, caught on tape. And he invented what Trump does regularly now of being like, well, I didn't really mean that. That's not what's in my heart. And was able to somehow.
Trump doesn't do that. He sends people out to do that for him.
Right. Somehow he was able to rehabilitate himself to not being this horrible fucking bigot who had horrible things to say about gay people, about Jewish people, about just all walks of life.
Why couldn't Pat Robertson have gone with him?
But, so the other thing that I learned is I forget
he's in a hospital
that his
now.
Spiritual advisor and asshat, ass-licking buddy was Pat fucking Buchanan.
Oh.
And how did he not get tainted, excuse the phrase, after saying ass-licking? How did Pat Buchanan
it's an unfortunate coincidence.
Get to be rehabilitated
and
after
a good
all
time.
This?
I just want to let you know.
So it kind of amazes me that with all this shit, I mean, I'm not surprised that the dumpster fire is going because, there's a white supremacist bigot being buried. I want to go. Maybe they'll build a statue to him. And all the rest of them, you just have to back away and be like...
Such a fucking shame.
No, and... I hadn't known or I had forgotten about all the stuff on the Watergate tapes until he died.
I didn't know that.
Until he died. Yeah. And then there was, what's the big gay paper?
Advocate?
The Advocate. Mm-hmm. The Advocate had a really good article just listing, like, here's why this motherfucker should rot in hell. And it was terrific. The Advocate was not being passive aggressive. Mm. As I will not either. So I just thought that was interesting. And then, like I said, that Slow Burn is a fascinating, fast podcast. It's 4 hours out of your life, and you've heard the whole series. Hopefully there's going to be a season two because I have so many more questions. But riveting to hear, like, hung by his own... petard. Like, we finally have the correct use of the Shakespearean phrase in Richard Nixon. But just, what a fucking ass. And, and finding out about Dick Cavett and his part in, like, Watergate is
And this is from a podcast that you...
It's called Slow Burn. So I had to watch a couple of episodes of Dick Cavett today as I was, like, in the rabbit hole of Watergate. And
I didn't realize there was a connection. I'm curious to hear this.
He got everybody on. Everybody went on the Dick Cavett show. Dick Cavett was finger on the pulse. He was obsessed with Watergate.
Oh.
And he had people like Nixon's ass boys would show up and lie to the audience, and like Dick Cavett would ask probing questions and like catch them in their lies on the air.
And it was recorded, so.
And it was, it's yeah, and then he would be like, I don't know what to do today. I need my fix of Watergate. Like, where's my fix of Watergate? That's how we would open some shows. Like, he was fascinated by it and is considered one of the major players in the country's knowing about Watergate. Not only did, you know, with the hearings replayed in the middle of the night, but Dick Cavett kept it alive and was just fascinated by it. It was fascinating. Fascinating documentary.
Podcast.
So now I can't watch enough because the CNN Watergate was pretty interesting, but this was like a whole other thing to find out little minor players. And
well, I've got another one that I recorded off of CNN. It was a I told you about the one where the most dangerous man in America who does the Pentagon Papers. Then the other one is they revisit the movie or they revisited this just all the President's Men, where it's again of all this. We're gonna live through all of it. We're going to relive through all the movies and all the old stuff. Yeah. And it's just a fucking almost a carbon copy of what it is now. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
That's so freaky.
Except that Trump is far more narcissistic
than
Nixon.
No.
Oh,
no.
Nixon was a crazy fucker, but
he
Trump...
As you listen to the
tapes, that's a horse race. Like we are just reliving history.
Or maybe he's just a.
But in what way are you using the narcissistic? Trump wants to see himself on billboards and pictures of himself everywhere
be very different. But
right in that aspect, I think it's different. But
he thinks he can get away with everything, like Nixon.
But Nixon's like a paranoid narcissist.
Right.
Fair.
Right. Yeah. He's been smoking pot all the time, and then everybody's out to get him. Yeah. And he's terrified of. Well, he's like a germaphobe as
but
well.
But also thinks that he is because he's Trump been told. Sure. It's been whispered in his ear by God's anointed, the dead one and Pat Buchanan, that he's God's anointed. Like he is the answer. Sure. So he has that going for him.
Which is nice.
Trump's never met a religious person, you know.
Well, he's probably met them, but he offended them so badly
they walked away unless they were, you know, white and evangelicals, then they voted for him. But
I just came here for the snacks, apparently.
Sure.
It's a nut festival. So it really is just...
we talked about balls earlier.
But it's fascinating. So the CNN documentary, Watergate, from a couple years ago, watch it. It's interesting, but this is just... It's so inside baseball, and you need a tiny bit of information going in. It's important to have...
So podcast first?
Yeah, with light read, just a little bit of like maybe a Wikipedia page.
I know how to do that. Sure.
On the highlights of Watergate, so you know break in the Watergate hotel pre-election, and they'll fill you in on the details of what what Nixon was after was just fucking nuts. He was trying to rig the primaries.
Okay.
So he wanted to run against a certain person. So he wanted to Russia the primaries to make sure that he got the right opponent. It's crazy. But very interesting.
So Jenny is spot on with what kind of where I'm thinking. Like,
right.
Nixon had a little bit more, God, forgive me for saying that, but like chutzpah than
a little bit more
Trump.
Statesmanship. He could
statesmanship.
Chutzpah. Yeah, he could put a little spin on it.
It was a little bit. It was a really different time too, though. Like everyone had a lot more politeness and a lot more.
Oh, and it's
that's really
it's
fair.
So important. Yeah. You know, it's so important manners. When you or so not important. So impressive when
I'm
you listen
gonna
to
grab her pussy. You know, like I don't see that happening.
When you listen to the Senate hearings, they have like audio from the Senate hearings. You hear the interviews on Dick Cavett. You hear people being interviewed on different shows, or even the conspiracy theorist that was like a pretty big deal in that era. And she kind of like hit her stride right when Watergate happened. And she was telling people, you know, the sky is falling.
Right.
When you listen to them speak, they're like, I mean, their like education level and their eloquence through these things is so much different than the discourse today. Like while someone's yelling at you, they're using words like shant. And you know what I mean? Like, and they're offended by someone saying "God damn!" Like they almost stop a Senate hearing over the word "God damn!" Like it's a very different time. But in the so it's very interesting to hear, and it leads you down an ugly rabbit hole of Watergate. But it's fascinating.
I'm very excited because I've been having a bit of a podcast gap lately that I've been looking to fill.
And unfortunately, only 8 25-minute episodes, so it's not going to fill a lot of time. One good pride ride is going to knock it out, but it'll lead you down other stuff.
Forgive me. Say it again.
Slow burn.
Thank you.
But they're saying a second season. They have so much more that could go on with this. Okay. Or they could just do slow burn about the Pentagon Papers and give you more detail on that. Oh, but.
Or like Bo Bergdahl or something.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, wasn't right. that the big thing that people right. got into?
Right, Serial.
Serial.
Which we're waiting then, for another season. I mm-hmm. feel like it's been too long. I feel like since, what's his name in the South? What was the...
Oh, my God, that was a great podcast mm-hmm.
Right,
series.
So I feel like Serial owes us. I feel like we're ready. Clayton?
Hmm?
News headline?
How are we still on headlines?
We've already done it. Oh, because we...
Hi, Nero.
We went through every event of the Olympics since the time of the Olympics began.
Oh, we had a very special episode.
We did. All right. Yeah. Touched by an Olympian as it was tonight.
So, and if, unless you have this
show
your two
me
things,
on the gold medal.
Democrat
you.
Connor Lamb, a former U.S. attorney and U.S. Marine Corps veteran,
yep.
returning to represent Pennsylvania's 18th congressional district. The election is 2 weeks from today. It's not getting a lot of press. Trump won the district by 20 points. Mitt Romney carried it by 17. But the Republican Party is kind of already starting to make their apologies for losing this district because this candidate is so good and so charismatic. So you just gotta see how it's gonna go. This is 2 weeks from today. I will not be here, but make sure to keep me up to date because I'm really curious how this one goes. This is gonna be the test of Pennsylvania in their. You know, the white working class that kind of threw the election on us. These are the assholes that gave the orange dumpster fire the election. So it'll be interesting to see how this one goes and how coal is playing. This is coal miner country.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, oh, and the best part was, wait.
I always love those little breaks. Everybody stops talking.
No. So this we're all reading the internet.
So, right. But Tim Murphy has held the seat since 2002, but he's the one that was forced out of Congress in October when reports surfaced that he had urged a woman with whom he was having an affair to get an abortion.
Uh-huh.
So remember, we made a big deal about him. So this is finally the rematch for this one, and it was seen as a pretty much a gimme
right.
for the Republicans, but we'll see how this works out. But like I said, they're starting to make apologies already. So
honestly, the Republican Party needs to die and be reborn as something else.
They do.
I'm so sorry.
Not the Tea Party either.
Right. I'm so sorry for actual conservative people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so sorry to actual people that believe in things like states' rights and personal freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, things that should be Republican mm-hmm. ideals, because your party's been taken over by racist,
fucking crazy
sexist
mm-hmm.
lunatics.
You're right.
And your party needs to die.
Well, and what is happening with Scott Walker right now? There, he's being sued. Did you hear about that?
Because
is that
he
right?
didn't hold a special election to replace seats because he wasn't confident he would win.
Okay.
So he did the Mitch McConnell thing. I'm like, just pretend it's not happening.
Right.
So he's being sued.
Do you kind of rolled your eyes when I said that? Like, do you think that it's just stupid? Or
no, it's what should be done.
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't rolling my eyes.
It's an awful thing that should happen.
Okay.
I've got the glasses on, so I got to do a little bit of a head bob.
Okay. I thought, wait a minute. Okay.
Got it. So we've wrapped up headlines. You don't have any headlines.
I got nothing.
Right, that's all right. So we're going to...
I got nothing.
So we'll do this because we need to tease this little segment.
Oh, the shortest of all segments. Entertainment! It's the week before the Oscars. There's not a lot going on. So we have a beloved Bollywood actress has died.
Oh.
We've got records being set by a movie that everyone said would not make money.
Black Panther?
Yep. Well, from an idea that people said would not make money.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to spoil the spoiler.
Oh, no, not at all. And then we have one of my favorite shows has gone serious on us from a comedy point of view, and it worked very well.
All right, well, that's the end of hour two. We got more coming up right after this with Entertainment with Al. Stay here.
Big man with a horn.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.